is our wonderful ability to link our brains through language. But this may not be enough. Eugene Wigner has warned that we have no right to expect that our intellect can formulate perfect concepts for the full understanding of inanimate nature's phenomena. So far, fortunately, we do not seem to be coming to the end of our intellectual resources. In physics, at any rate, each new generation of graduate students seems brighter than the last. A far more pressing worry is that the effort to discover the final laws may be stopped for want of money. We have a foretaste of this problem in the recent debate in the United States over whether to complete the Super Collider. Its $8 billion cost, spread over a decade, is certainly well within our country's capabilities. But even high-energy physicists would hesitate to propose a much more expensive future accelerator. Beyond the question about the standard model that we expect to be answered by the Super Collider, there is a level of deeper questions having to do with the unification of strong, electroweak, and gravitational interactions, questions that cannot be directly addressed by any accelerator now conceivable. The really fundamental Planck energy, where all these questions could be explored experimentally, is about 100 trillion times higher than the energy that would be available at the superconducting supercollider. It is at the Planck energy where all the forces of nature are expected to become unified. Also, this is roughly the energy that, according to modern string theories, is needed to excite the first modes of vibration of strings beyond the lowest modes that we observe as ordinary quarks and photons and the other particles of the standard model. Unfortunately, such energies seem hopelessly beyond our reach. Even if the entire economic resources of the human race were devoted to the task, we would not today know how to build a machine that could accelerate particles to such energies. It is not that the energy itself is unavailable. The Planck energy is roughly the same as the chemical energy in a full automobile gasoline tank. The difficult problem is to concentrate all the energy on a single proton or electron. We may learn how to build such accelerators in very different ways from these that are used today, perhaps by using ionized gases to help transfer energy from powerful laser beams to individual charged particles. But even so, the reaction rate of particles at this energy would be so small that experiments might be impossible. It is more likely that the breakthroughs in theory, or in other sorts of experiment, will someday remove the necessity of building accelerators of higher and higher energies. My own guess is that there is a final theory, and we are capable of discovering it. It may be that experiments at the Super Collider will yield such illuminating new information that theorists will be able to complete the final theory without having to study particles at the Planck energy.